On my 14th day on the island, and Marcia's 26th, we were beginning to believe that perhaps the Black Widow didn't have any plans for us, other than letting us rot on the island. I survived my caffeine withdrawal and finally got acclimated enough to sleep. My neck wound healed after a week of daily cleaning and applying the heart-shaped leaves. Marcia and I got into a comfortable daily routine. Given the oppressive heat, most of our chores were reserved for early morning and after sunset. To ward off boredom during the long periods in between, we taught ourselves new skills, like fashioning island wear by weaving palm leaves. Trading our now ratty underwear for our primitive creations, including sandals using a combination of leaves and plastic from water jugs. Our rice supply was dwindling, and catching fish was hit and miss. And our unvarying diet was getting old for me and intolerable for Marcia. So unbearable that she was ready to add bugs, lizards, and frogs to our menu. And that I didn't find this suggestion gross, disgusting, and unacceptable told me something. Fresh water was also becoming an issue. We had consumed all the bottled water from the supply of 1-gallon jugs, which now served to catch rainwater. So we built a water harvesting station with rock and mud walls, where the empty jugs sat secured under a gap in the jungle's canopy. And given the frequent showers and occasional deluges, fresh water had not yet become a crisis. However, not knowing the precipitation patterns, neither of us was comfortable relying solely on rain. The weather pattern could change any time, leaving us high and dry. Then there was the concern about inadequate nutrition and weight loss, which wasn't yet a crisis for either of us. However, we knew that the lack of a balanced diet and continued weight loss would eventually adversely affect us mentally, emotionally, and physically. And if left unattended too long, we'd die. So, you can imagine our excitement when we heard the rumble of an engine from a vessel near the island. Despite our depleted conditions and immodest clothing, we sprinted down the trail toward the sound, arriving on the beach just as a small boat carrying 2 men cut the engine and glided to a stop on the sandy shore. In the distance was a familiar-looking yacht. I recognized the men as well, both of whom were armed.
"Get in. The Black Widow wants to meet with you,"